I guess you have probably said this, but I want to check because somehow right now it makes a lot more sense to me. I just of it like a deeper understanding. Like basically contrast that feels negative because it goes against the truth of who you are.
Any thought that feels worse is basically telling you, as you continue to think this thought, you're moving away from the truth of who you are. And that's it. It's really just that simple. It has really no other meaning than that. You can use it for other purposes, but that's the basic thing right there. That's it in a nutshell. And it's easy. And it never is any more complex than that unless you want to do something more complex with it. So it's really simple. You don't have to think a thought that you don't like, ever. You can take advantage of it. You can use it. You can take the bounce off of it. You can turn it around. You can go into it. You can do all sorts of things with it if you want to. But you never have to. And in fact, you never really have to ever let yourself or deal with whatever the contrast is that is arising. Sometimes it feels better to do so. Sometimes it feels better to sort of, dig your teeth into it and really, really, really work it like a dog working a bone. But sometimes, in fact, probably many times more than you would think because it's so simple. It just feels better to turn your attention to something that feels better right then, right as you're doing it. And of course, as we say, what feels better doesn't necessarily feel good, but it does feel better. It's more expansive. You're just turning in the other direction. And one of the reasons that we talk about this, by the way, is sort of a movement. As you're moving down the direction of the thought that feels worse, and it progressively feels worse, it progressively feels worse because you're quote unquote moving away from the truth of who you are. But in fact, you're not moving anywhere. But we use the idea of movement because it is step by step by step. You are a vibrational being, and these things are progressive. You don't just drop into some sort of terrible vibrational place that you have never been to before. What ends up happening is that you give yourself the space to think the thought, which, by the way, can be a very powerful thing, and then you notice its fruits. And if it feels worse, then you can keep going down that direction. You're not required to turn away. It just doesn't feel very good. And then when you decide, no, in fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just decide for something that feels better. I'm going to think a thought that feels better. I'm going to engage in something, some action, some speaking, some thinking that feels better to me. As you do that, what ends up happening is you get to experience yourself in that more expansive, more open, and more delicious way. And it really is just that easy. It's just that simple. You understand that?
Yes, that's very helpful.
Very good. So shall we leave you with that?
Sure, thank you.
And we thank you. A very delightful, delicious conversation indeed.